Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Hallelujah. For he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha William, coming to you live. Text a neighbor, T-Boy, and tweet him, hit him up on Facebook, and let him know that there's a word from the Lord on today. I want to thank everyone for coming to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last and evil days. Amen. Glory to God. I want to make sure that you hold on with all you got. Hallelujah. If your rope too short, hallelujah, hold on to that piece of the rope. Glory to God. Because God is moving in a mighty way. Hallelujah. I don't want you to miss it. I want you to stay in contact, my God, with the Spirit of the living God, the true and living God. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Hallelujah. Don't let jealousy overtake you. Hallelujah. Where you miss it. Because what God has for you is for you. What he has for others is for others. That's what we got to understand. Hallelujah. We live in a place and in a time, and we're in a position where you see other people getting blessed. And, you know, you say, well, Lord, where's mine? Where's mine? Where's mine? Guess what? It's coming. All you got to do is hold on. But be happy for those. Hallelujah, that he's already blessing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to help you, hallelujah, along the way. And don't forget, out of all thy getting, get an understanding. I was reading earlier, you know, and we was talking about getting an understanding of the word and getting an understanding. You know, sometimes you can understand the wrong thing. If somebody tell you something and you got it twisted. Hallelujah. Well, when you read the word, don't get it twisted. Just go ahead and say, Lord, I don't understand. Help me, Lord, to understand what you just said. I read it, but I don't know it. That's what you do. Hallelujah. Because that's who you ask. You ask the one that made the word. You ask the one that you know can give you the wisdom and knowledge of the word. You have your pastors and, you know, other people that you can go to and ask them, and that's fine too. Hallelujah. But in the wee hours of the night when you're reading and all, and I know you probably won't wake nobody up that time of night. Or you can just write it down and then ask them the next day. But I say out of all things, make sure you understand, you know. Because sometimes you can get off track and don't know what you're talking about. You really don't. You say stuff, you don't know. Hallelujah. Speak that you know. That you don't know, leave it alone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up my line at this time for prayer. If you desire prayer, I would like for you to go ahead and press the 1. And I'm going to bring you in and pray with you. You know, God is moving by his Spirit. Do not be afraid to press the 1. All I want you to tell me where you're calling from and your prayer request. You don't have to say anything. If you want to just disguise your voice, that's fine. That's between you and the Lord. It got nothing to do with me. All I'm going to do is pray for you. Hallelujah. I'm not going to judge you, and I'm not going to call you out. My God. Hallelujah. So if you want prayer at this time, go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer because God is moving by his Spirit, by his power, by his might. So come on, hallelujah, and get in on the ground floor. You know, some things said, and I made it to the mountaintop. Well, I'm trying to get on up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Because if you made it to the mountaintop, top, hallelujah, then you're out of here. You know what I mean? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Well, nobody has pressed the 1, so I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for this glorious day that you made, oh Father. Father God, we hold on with all we got to the Spirit of the living God because we know, Lord God, my God, no one else can do what the power of the Holy Ghost power can do, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, oh God. We hold on, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and we won't let it go until you bless us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for everyone on this line that thought it, Lord God, not strange to take time out to come and hear a word from the Lord on today in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Father God, we just thank you, Lord Lord God, for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Father God, we just thank you, God, for healing all across the nation, those that are brokenhearted for their loved ones, Lord. We ask you to heal their heart, Lord, creating them a clean heart, renewing them the right spirit. Let them know, Lord, that you have not left them. You will never leave them nor forsake them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You're not going to leave them out there hanging on that branch alone, because you say you're with us everywhere we go. So, Lord God, even in the good times, the sad times, the bad times, you're still there. You hadn't left us, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the peace. Let the peace of God rest on each and every family on today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that the enemy meant for the bad, oh God, we know you'll turn it around and make it good, and you will get the glory for everything, oh God, because we know that you don't share your glory with no one, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, right now, oh God, for how you're bringing them up, and you're setting them in a place, in you, Lord God, where the enemy can't find them. It don't matter how he look, it don't matter what he say, in the mighty name of Jesus, he can't pull the curtain back, because you got your angels around them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. Oh, my God, because we serve an awesome God. We serve a right now God. We serve a good God, in the mighty name of Jesus. He says every word is yea and amen in my word. So when you read the word of God, just know, hallelujah, that he's going to take care of you. If he said it in his word, then that he will do. You don't have to go and ask nobody. It's set, settled, and said in the word of God. So when you read the word of God, write it on your heart so you won't sin against the Lord thy God. In the name of Jesus, he's calling saints up from where you are. In the name of Jesus, he said, don't think, hallelujah, that you can go on. Oh, my God, lukewarm. I'm going to spew you out my mouth. Oh, in the name of Jesus, he said, you better come on in and cross the fence for real. In the mighty name of Jesus, and stop trying to hold on to the world system. Stop trying to hold on to your old self. Oh, my God. Look to the heel, which come your help. Oh, your help will come from the Lord. In the name of Jesus, if you want him to open the doors, you got to live right. You got to talk right. You got to walk right. You got to walk like a Christian. In the name of Jesus, sometimes you can't tell the true Christian from the world people. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord. Lord God, we thank you, God, for your word on today, Lord. Let no soul be lost. Father, we pray for the souls that they come on in, Lord God, and grab hold to your unchanging hand, because it don't change, but man hand will change. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for sending the fire to burn up everything, every distraction, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, those that's been distracted by the world system, those that's been distracted by men or women, those that's been distracted from your word of God, whenever they read it, they don't understand. They don't even know what they read. Lord, we bind those spirits up and cast them into the pit. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we hold fast to the confession of our faith. We don't waver, oh God. Because she said, hold on, oh my God, because the change is coming, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, oh God, for the changes that you're taking us through right now, oh God. Let us hold fast, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us not give up, because it ain't giving up season. It's time to dig in with all you got, in the name of Jesus. Oh my Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, oh God. Father God, we pray, Lord, for everyone across the nation who needs prayer, whether they're here on this line or whether they're listening on the web, oh God. We know you are a healer, Lord God.
We know, Lord God, you can heal them from anything, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said those that will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So we know those that call upon you to heal them, Lord God, you can heal them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you to send in the fire, to burn up anything, Lord, that's not like you, Lord God. Oh, my God. It's lust demon, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Any cheating spirit. Oh, good God Almighty. Look out now, huh? Oh, my Lord. Oh, he's a jealous God. He said, have no other God before me. He is a jealous God. In the name of Jesus, send the fire, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That's stopping them from believing, Lord God, in your word. Send the fire. We call it down from heaven right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. To burn up from listening, Lord, to the word of God, the real and true living God. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to send the fire. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. To burn up, Lord God, those, Lord God, that are not following your commandments, oh God, that don't even think it's important. Oh, good God Almighty, Lord, we just send the fire. Oh, my God, to take them higher in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, God. Oh, my God. Thank you for everything that you're doing, Lord. Everything that you're about to do, Lord God, which man don't even know, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you, God. We thank you for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy, how it shall endure forever. My Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the spoken word on today, Lord God. Oh, my God. Let the spirit of your ears hear what the spirit of the Lord is saying so they can move forward in ministry, so they can move forward in their own life, their personal life, to know to depend on you and not man in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Lord, I hear you saying, look to the hill, which come your help. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Man's there to lead and guide you. Hallelujah. But look to the hill, which come all of your help. Hey, my God. He said all of it. He didn't say part of it. He said all of his help come from the Lord. Thou God from on high. He sits high and he looks low, but he knows everything you need. He knows when you need it, how you need it, and who you need it to come from. Good God Almighty. Oh, my Lord. Lord God, we thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we know you are a Savior, Lord God. We thank you, oh, for giving your only begotten Son to save the world from the sins, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord, right now to touch each and every soul on this land, whatever they may need, Lord, whether they went ahead and pressed the one or not, you know, Lord. So God, I say, send it in the name of Jesus. And every giver, Lord God, send it. In the name of Jesus, hey, my God, we serve an awesome God. We serve a right now God. We serve a God that will do it for you right now. Hallelujah. He never falls short. He'll send it to you. Hallelujah. You know, a lot I'm saying, well, you know what, yes, and I talked about this on the other week. Hallelujah. When I preached before, you know, they said, well, yeah, I believe. But time, hallelujah, something happened. Then you start to speak doubt. You speak doubt and unbelief. Believe me, the two can't, they collide together, but they can't work together. Hallelujah, glory to God. And I'm hearing you talk about don't be unequally yoked. That's the word right there. He said, don't be unequally yoked with a non-believer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you just think about it. Your faith, hallelujah. Oh, my God. And your doubt can't work together. Hallelujah. So you know if you got one that believe and one don't believe, that ain't going to work together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. But you're going to always be combined together. If you don't depend on him, you're going to always, oh, my God, be defensive. I was telling somebody, I remember I was telling someone, I said, listen, I don't want to always be defensive. You have to go in a place and you have to defend yourself. You know, people talking all kinds of crazy stuff. Hallelujah. We're going to get into the word. Well, go ahead and turn with me to chapter 18 of 1 Kings. I'm going to finish that up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. You know, you can't.
You can't always want to go in and somebody get to talking just crazy talk, just some crazy stuff. Just like they done lost the everlasting mind. Every time you turn around and you got to be always on the defensive side of that. You know, like, okay, now listen, you need to stop that. And that, I don't like it when you do that. So please don't do that. You know, don't do that. You don't always want to be on that side. See, that's just like two working together here, faith and doubt. You know, like, hold up, wait a minute, Lord, I believe. But then on the other hand, no, you know what, he ain't did it yet. So I just don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. Look at that. You're colliding together. You keep your faith at a level. I don't care what happens. The thing about what you got to do, you got to continue to speak faith and don't waver from it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't speak faith one day, and then the next day something happens, you're speaking doubt and unbelief. No, he said, hold fast to the profession of your faith without wavering. That don't mean you're speaking one day, faith, and then you're going to go in doubt and unbelief the next. You got to hold fast to it. Huh. Get your board out of grip on it and don't let go. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah. My God, so somebody been doubting.
Hallelujah. You're trying to walk in faith and you're trying to walk in doubt. Both of them, you can't do. Hallelujah. You're going to wear yourself out because you don't want to be always on the defensive end of that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, it's exhausting. I told someone that I told somebody, you know, I said, you know what? Excuse me. Hallelujah. I told someone that, I said, you know what? There's a relationship that I had with someone, and I said, you know what? That relationship has exhausted me. Excuse me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said, that relationship is exhausting. And I said, Lord, I'm going to let it go because it was exhausting me. It was relationships like that will suck the very life out of you. You got to let it go. When you say you're going to let it go, let it go. I had to let it go because it was exhausting me. It really was. It'll drain you. Like, why am I so tired? I'm like, oh, my God, what is going on? And he showed me that relationship was exhausting. So I'm telling you, you got to let it go. Don't pick it back up. But let me tell you, they'll come and want to try to ease back in that place. They'll start the same thing over and over again. Only thing you can do is pray for them. That's what you can do. You're going to have to back up from the situation, cut yourself loose, and just pray for them. I'm not saying don't ever talk to them, but just don't talk to them as much because it's exhausting. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It'll suck the very life out. You know how whenever, you know, you get bit by a mosquito, what do? He sucks your blood. It'll suck it out you just like that. It'll have you so tired and drained. Every time you turn around, you got to defend yourself. You don't want to do that. Just leave it alone and let it go. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We serve a right now awesome God. Hallelujah. And I know I can hear, hallelujah, all the saints need to be saying amen. You know, God is good. Hallelujah. And he is worthy. My God, my God. Walk in God's worthiness. That's by being righteous. Walk in his worthiness by being who he wants you to be. Walk in his worthiness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go ahead, amen, now, and we'll get announcements at the end. We don't want to stop the fire. Go ahead and take it higher. My God, hallelujah. You remember we talked about in 1 Kings, we was talking about Elijah and Ahab, how I'm going to give you just a little bit, and then we're going to roll on over and go ahead into our sermon. This is part two, amen, of praying and praying an earnest prayer. You know, sometimes you can pray these prayers, like I said before, and they don't get no higher in the ground. Well, you know what? You need to give him all you got when you pray. Hallelujah. Because I know when I pray, I'm going to give him all I got, even if I have to go and get in the bed and lay down and regroup. That's what you do. You say, go ahead, Holy Ghost, use me. Hallelujah. And if he uses you just right, you're going to be tired. Just go ahead and lay down and go sleep, take a nap. You know, praying an earnest prayer, meaning that you're serious, you're sincere. It's intense conviction, seriously praying.
that God's will be done. That you want God's hand upon a situation. You want God's hand. Hallelujah. You want him to change things. You pray a sincere prayer. Because sometimes when you pray, sometimes people aren't sincere with their prayers. Now, they'll get sincere if you're praying for yourself. But when you're not praying, amen, when you're not praying for yourself, hallelujah, then you won't give them. You'll give them a cute prayer. Okay, Lord, like I said the last time, Lord, heal them, Lord. They need you, Lord. They need some finances. Help them over there, Lord. Help sister. You know, she needs some finances. But when you go come against that devil, you better get some sincere prayers because he is cunning. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. You better pray some sincere prayers. Let's talk about this and go ahead into our story on today. You can go back and read chapter 17, hallelujah, and it'll bring you over into chapter 18. Because, amen, for the sake of time, I don't want to, you know, I want to make sure I finish this, but I will give you a little piggyback on it. Hallelujah. This story is about Ahab and Jezebel and Elijah. Elijah told Ahab, you know, it wasn't going to rain for 3.5 years. He prayed and he told him that because the Lord told him to tell it. Now, any time he sends his message by his prophet, understand that thing got to happen. The only thing that can hinder it up is you walking in sin. That can hinder it up. Hallelujah. Let me help your saints on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My Lord, that's what can hold it up. So if you ain't doing right, you ain't living right, then you're holding up your own. Don't say that prophet was wrong. No, you're holding it up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because God's going to make it happen. If he gave it to him, he's going to make it happen. All it's for us to do is to release it. It's up to God to bring it to pass. Hallelujah. So he told him it wasn't going to rain for 3.5 years. Because Ahab and Jezebel, they was over there serving Balaam over there in Israel, and he had turned them around. Hallelujah. And they were serving him too. Everybody over there, they were serving him. Hallelujah. And he told him, no, it ain't going to rain for 3.5 years. So after he did what the Lord told him to do, to tell him that, then guess what? God took him away, told him to go down somewhere else, go to another place. And that's where you go down there, and I'm going to feed you, give you some water, and all this good stuff that he needs so he can be built back up. But God had to build him back up. See, you gotta be built back up too also. Understand, when you done prayed out, you done ministered out, then you gotta take some time and build yourself back up. Because you can't go fight no devil weak. You go out there if you want to, you get your hand cut off, right? So he had to go be built back up. So that's exactly what he did. Hallelujah. Excuse me. And what happened, after all that, he told him it wasn't going to rain for 3.5 years. Okay, here comes time God saying, go back. I'm going to send the rain. So he hid him until that time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, God will hide you from anybody. God will hide you from your enemies. He don't play. We don't serve a God that plays. Hallelujah. You're either going to believe him or you're not going to believe him. It's totally up to you. Hallelujah. Well, let's go on. Move on. So he hid him all those years. Hallelujah. And Obadiah, he was one of the ones that was working, and he was the governor of Jezebel and Ahab's establishment. But Obadiah loved the Lord. See, Jezebel and Ahab had killed all those prophets. They had killed all the true prophets. They had killed them all. Obadiah took 50 in one cave and put them in there and gave some bread and water. And he took the other 50 in the other cave and gave them bread and water. But understand, he loved the Lord, Obadiah did, and he feared the Lord, but he was still working in a hostile environment. But even in that environment, God took care of him. He didn't let nothing happen to him. But you just think, if they knew what he had did, they would have killed him too. But see, he feared the Lord, but he didn't worry about that. What man was gonna do? Because he knew if he did what God took, you know, what God wanted him to do, then he was gonna take care of every situation. And he did. He lived. He didn't kill it. And so what happened here? Then Obadiah and Ahab, they went on to see if they could find bread and water because it was a sore famine in the land. It wasn't no water falling. They didn't have no stock. They didn't have nothing left there.
to feed the cattle. Don't you know they were getting poor? And just think about it. You can't eat no little poor bony calf, you know. You can't, you won't get a round steak, you know. You might get a bone. Hallelujah. You know, some people say, well, I'm going to get a real bone. That's what you get, what they would have got. They couldn't eat them. Because they wasn't even fat enough. It was a sore famine in the land. And Ahab told Obadiah, you go one way and I'm going to go the other. Hallelujah. And maybe we can find something to feed the animals and we won't lose them all. Because they ain't have no bread, no water, nothing. They ain't have nothing. If it's sore famine, that means it wasn't nothing. Wasn't no dew on the ground, no water on the ground, nothing. No shower, nothing. No pop-up shower, nothing. And so they did, they split up. So when Obadiah came to a place, he looked out and he saw Elijah. It was time for him to come back on the scene because God sent him. And he saw, he's a hold up, he bowed down. He said, aren't you that prophet Elijah? He said, yes, it's me. Go and tell. I ain't scared. Go tell Ahab that I am here. You want me to go and tell Ahab you here? Do you know he done looked everywhere from the north, south, east, and the west for you, and I'm going to go tell him you here, and then when I tell him you here, then you be gone when I come back. He going to kill me. He said, what have I done? Have I sinned? Have I not kept the commandments? And you want me to go tell him? He said, you go tell him. I ain't going nowhere. I'll be right here when you get back. I ain't scared. You got to be not scared of the devil, okay? Hallelujah. You know, some say they ain't scared, but then times some things get to happen and they get to running. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You just got to ask God to give you some strength. Now, I didn't say I was all in the bag of chips, but here what I do know. You gonna believe his word or you're not going to believe it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Like I said, you're going to believe or you're going to not believe. You're going to walk in doubt or you're going to have faith. Either or. Glory to God. He says, okay, I'll be right here when you get back. I ain't going nowhere. So he went and told Ahab that Elijah was back. So Elijah came, he went and told Ahab, yeah, that Elijah was back. So Ahab came and said, aren't you that troubling Israel? Then you troubling us? Call him a troublemaker. Hallelujah. And he told him, no, yeah, I'm not troubling Israel. You are. Because you got them serving this God, hallelujah, not the true and the living God. You got them coming against all the commandments of God. They ain't serving the right God. Hallelujah. You serving the owl. That's what he was telling him. He said, no, I'm not the troublemaker. You the troublemaker. You don't need the trouble. And then you killed all of God's prophets. You killed them too. And you know what? Because Ahab allowed Jezebel to do whatever she wanted to do, he was still held accountable. I don't care if he didn't have his hand on it. He was supposed to be the man of the house. Check that out. Good God Almighty. He was supposed to be the man of the house and tell her what she could do and what she couldn't do. But he didn't. Jezebel had control of that thing. Now, let's go ahead and we're going to start at verse 19 reading. Now, therefore, send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the groves and 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So everybody ate at Jezebel's table. You know what? They was a part of all that little shenanigans she had going on. Hallelujah. They know not to come against her. They were scared of her, but they were not scared of the true and the living God. They were scared of the wrong one. Let's move on down. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long have ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. They didn't say nothing. Hallelujah. They ain't saying nothing. You know, they were still scared, right? Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullets. And let them choose one bullet for themselves and cut it into pieces and lay it on wood. And put no fire under it. And I will dress other bullet and lay it on wood and put no fire under it. See, he was telling them, okay, how to do it, what you do, but you can't take a match and you can't light it. You're going to have to do better than that. He was trying to tell them, no, you can't put no fire under it. I want you to do this, and we're going to prove who serves the true and the living God.
and call ye on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God that and answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. In other words, they said, okay, it's well spoken. We can do that. Okay, so let's do this. Oh, don't you know they were serving Baal the whole time? they weren't going to get no fire from heaven. Don't you know, hallelujah, God was on his side. He would never let him down. He ain't going to let you down either. He going to always be on your side, regardless of what happened. I had to say that, and I had to understand. I had to be that person. You got to be that person. At some point, you need to be that person and know that God ain't going to let you down. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose you one bull for yourself and dress it first, for ye are many, and call on the name of your God, but put no fire under. And they took the bull which was given them, and they dressed it and called on the name of Baal from morning eve until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. Don't you know they were calling, Baal, send the fire. God Almighty, they were hollering, Baal, send the fire. You know, he ain't heard them yet. I wonder, did he go to the bathroom, or was he in that eating, or, you know, maybe he was in that entertaining, you know, some of his women or whatever. But, you, hey, look out now. Glory to God. They was hollering for Baal. They jumped up on the altar. Hallelujah. Hollering for Baal. He's still in there. So let's read verse 27. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry a little louder, for he is a God. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey or preadventure. He sleepeth and must be awakened. He said, y'all need to holler just a little bit louder, because apparently he ain't listening. Glory to God. So he started mocking them, hallelujah, because he knew his God was going to send that fire, because he's the one that sent him back after that many years to go and show them that God is God. Hallelujah. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their mouth with knives and lances till the blood gushed out upon them. Don't you know, hallelujah, glory to God, they wanted to prove their point by cutting themselves. But that didn't do no good. He still didn't come. They could have went ahead and killed themselves. He still didn't come. He wasn't coming. When you serve the true and the living God, he's coming. He'll send his angels to camp around you. Glory to God. He ain't going to let nothing come upon you either. Glory. He's going to warn you. Hallelujah. He warns you, but guess what? Sometimes you don't listen. You say, well, I can't hear from God. If you see a stop sign, hallelujah, what you better do? Stop. If the prophet tell you, you know, you need to turn around and go another way, then get what you need to do, turn around and go another way. If you can't hear, just go ahead and go another way. And if something keep telling you and keep irking on you and keep perking you, hallelujah, said, uh-uh, don't go there. Then just don't go there, because there's a reason. He said, don't go there. Don't go there. Hallelujah. And it came to pass, when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. So no, they didn't get no answer. They didn't get nothing. I don't care how loud they cry. I don't care how loud they holler. He still didn't answer. Okay? That's not the God that we serve, because he will answer you by and by. You know, there used to be an old song, church song, used to say, by and by, Lord, when the morning comes, hallelujah, glory to God. I know some of y'all, you know, Y'all up to age. Y'all know who y'all are. Hey, man, glory to God. Y'all know some. And let's move to 30. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down, because they done jumped up there on it trying to get their God to answer. They didn't have to do all that. If they knew it, he's coming. If you know it, he's coming. He going to come when you call it. And understand this, he ain't never late. He's always right on time. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain two measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. Don't you know he had faith knowing that his God was going to answer. That's why he told him, go ahead, pour water on it. Go ahead, do what you do. God's in control. Hallelujah. So don't think you got it all. You better know that you know that you know. Hallelujah. When things come against you, say, hold up, wait a minute. God got that. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you do. I don't care who you go tell. I know God got this. Because you're telling a lie. He got it. If you lie, God will fix it. If they lie, God will fix it. But if they're telling the truth, then that's different. I'm just telling like it is. Okay, move on. Verse 35. And the water ran around about the altar, and he filled the trenches also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. He said, put me in remembrance of my word. He said, Lord, I did all this according to your word. So, Lord, I know you're going to send the fire. Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. He had his faith because he knew, understand. God ain't going to tell you to do nothing that you can't do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because if you got the faith to believe that it's in, that faith is in you, and you know you got faith in God, he going to do it. Let's move on to verse 37. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord, the God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. All you got to do is learn how to pray, and call on a man named Jesus, because he's going to be there whenever you need him. Hallelujah. He's a doctor when you need him. He's a lawyer when you need him. Oh, my God. He'll heal you, Lord God, wherever you hurt. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He'll heal you in your mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But sometimes people don't call on him. They call on everybody but God. Hallelujah, my God. Don't you know he's not going to leave you? Hallelujah. He's going to come and see about you. If he don't, hallelujah, glory to God, I guarantee you, hallelujah, he'll send someone. He uses people also, hallelujah, glory to God. So when they come, the right ones come, because everybody can't pray for everybody. Let's get it straight. He'll send those that can get a prayer through. Hallelujah, glory to God. Now, you know, if you've got some little more saints that some is jealous of you, you know, you probably don't want to call them. Probably not. But they'd be like, okay, I'm going over here. I really don't want to go, Lord, but I'm going. You don't think God knows your thoughts. He knows your every thought. He knows your heart. He knows everything about you. Let's move on to verse 39. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. Look, when they saw it. You know, the proof is in the pudding. He called down the fire and it licked the water up. Don't you know they knew it was time to turn around? Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. My God. God done heal you once. God done heal you twice. God done heal you 3 times. Hallelujah. You know it with God. That's when you have all the grow in your faith. Not have the same faith year after year after year. Your faith should be ever yet taking a leap. Hallelujah. And more and more and more and more in the Lord thy God. More and more and more in the word of God as you read it. More and more as things start to happen in your life. And you know he brought you out. Hallelujah. You remember when you didn't have 2 nipples to rub together. You remember when you didn't have 2 pennies to put in a bubble bomb machine. Come on. Oh, good God Almighty. I felt that. But you know what? God is in the blessed business. So it's okay. Hallelujah. He'll see about you. He'll come and he'll see about you. He ain't going to let you be out there alone. Glory to God. Let's move on. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal. Let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook of Kishon and slew them there. Now, understand, when I told you he needed his strength, because he had a lot of things he had to do for the Lord, but that's why God strengthened him. He took care of him, but he strengthened him. See, God knows when you need rest, he'll say rest. He'll tell you rest, because you need to lay down rest. You don't need to watch no TV. You don't need to get on no telephone. You just need to rest. Hallelujah. Just rest. Just shut everything down. Cut everybody out for just this time and rest and talk to me and pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God. And let me build you back up. Let me fill you back up. Hallelujah. But you can't go and cast no devil out weak. You can't go and pray for nobody weak. The spirit jump off, hallelujah, and eat you up. So you want to go with power endued from on high. Yes, Lord. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there's a sound of the abundance of rain. Hallelujah. He sent the rain. Glory to God. Let's finish this up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. See, he was praying those prayers, and he was praying some earnest prayers. Huh? He believed in his heart. You know, that's where it starts at, in your heart. Hallelujah. There's a song that we play. Hallelujah. We play, hallelujah. In my workplace, it says it starts in your heart. I like that song. They know, they'll tell you, I really like it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And said to his servants, go up now. Look towards the sea. And he went up and he looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again. Seven times. Hallelujah. You see right here, he told him to go again. You just keep praying until things happen for you. Don't get discouraged in this season. If it ain't happen, continue to pray. But in the meantime, what you got to do? You got to continue to work for the Lord. Continue to live for the Lord. Live a righteous lifestyle. That's what you got to do. If it ain't came yet, it's coming. Hallelujah. But if you're doing something that you're all out there and seeing, then it's going to take his time. Hallelujah. He said he reigned on the just so well as the unjust. Hallelujah. Because he don't mind you having things. He don't mind it. Just don't let the things have you to where it makes you don't want to serve God. Where it always, okay, I got to go. I got to ride and a ride so they can see it. I got to do this. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Look at my car. Forget that. We know you got to have a car to go to work. We know that. Well, some of you that work, I understand. So I'm take the bus. Yes, I got you. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Do what you do to God. Bring you up higher. Oh, let's move on. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariots and get thee down, that the rain stop be not. He said, you better come on, because I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. I want to finish this. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heavens was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain, and Ahab rose and went to Jezreel. Glory to God. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. And he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. So you see right there, he will send the rain, hallelujah, but you got to do right. Yes, when the prophet, the apostle, and hallelujah, whoever he uses tells you something, it's up to God to bring it to pass. You see how God used Elijah at that time? He hid him for a while, and then he brought him out. Hallelujah. He will bring you out of whatever it is you're going through. You will hear the sound of the abundance of rain if you listen with your spiritual ear, not your natural ear. You can always hear the rain, hallelujah, when it's coming down from heaven, yes. But can you hear the rain, hallelujah, the natural, that rain that comes down from heaven? Lord, it's raining on them. Oh, my God. Whatever that they need, Lord God, it's raining from heaven, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you're sending the rain, Lord. You're saturating them, Lord God. Oh, my God. With no doubt. Oh, my God. No unbelief. Lord, you're raising up their faith. You're sending the rain, Lord God. Oh, my God. To heal their very body of asthma, Lord.
in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, my Lord. Oh, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, as you're sending the rain, Lord God. Hey, my Lord, as we look up to heaven, we see something coming as small as a man's fist in the name of Jesus. So we know, Lord God, that you'll send the rain, Lord God. Lord God, we believe in your word, oh Lord, that the rain is coming and falling on your people, oh God. There will be no more in let. They will live a lifestyle of peace for you in the name of Jesus. They won't turn away, Lord God, when you bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. They'll hold fast, oh my God, to your every word. They'll live a right lifestyle of living in the name of Jesus. They won't walk away for the fish and the loaves, but they'll hold on to the one that gave them the fish and the loaves in the name of Jesus. They won't let the stuff have them. Oh, my Lord. They won't let it control their life. Oh, my Lord. Well, they won't read no more. They won't come to prayer no more. They won't study no more. Oh, my Lord. They won't give what they're supposed to give. Oh, glory to God. Oh, my Lord. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you're sending the rain right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord. Oh, glory to God. Oh, my God, good God Almighty. He's sending the rain. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. You're about to get wet. Hallelujah. He's sending the rain, my God. Hallelujah. No more lack. Whatever area, oh, you had lack in, God is sending the rain to it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, how you're sending the rain, Lord. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, we serve an awesome God. He's sending the rain, hallelujah. Glory to God, to saturate everything that you need. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, I know, hallelujah, and I'm hearing this. And sometimes people ask for finances, but if you're sick, you need to ask God for healing first. Hallelujah. And then get the finances later. Hallelujah. But ask him for what you need at that time right there. That don't mean that he's not going to give it to you. That don't mean that he cut you off. That just means he need to give you what you need. If you need healing, you need to get a healing. If you need peace, you need to get peace. Hallelujah. That's what you need to do. My God. It's not that he's not going to send the finances. Hallelujah. He'll send them, but what you need first, you need to get your healing. Ask him for healing. And then he'll send the other stuff. He'll add to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve an on-time God. And I must say, and I'm hearing, you know, sometimes you think you're serving a part-time God. No, you ain't serving no part-time God. Hallelujah. You ain't going to get married and be in the marriage part-time, are you? Hallelujah. Well, let me take that back so I'm due. But anyway, when you get married, you want the whole shebang, right? You don't want part. Everybody in there together, working together. You don't want no part-time lover. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So God don't want you part-time. Sometimes you read, sometimes you pray, but when I'm in need, I'm coming. He don't want that. Hallelujah. Mm-mm. He wants you all the time, not some of the time. Because you want God's glory to smile upon you. You want God to just give you just because. He likes faithfulness. He wants you to hang in there and hang on and be faithful. And stop worrying about what another man's doing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There used to be this song, and I'm hearing it. What's that? Sweep around your own front door before you sleep around mine, and that's a true song. I used to didn't even know what that song means, hallelujah, glory to God. I didn't really pay it that much attention, but then after I started paying attention to it, I said, oh, I got it, hallelujah. I got it, hallelujah. So sweep around your own front door before you sweep around mine, glory to God, because there's enough to handle on your own without trying to take care of another man, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead right now and give the announcements. Hallelujah. I want to make sure you tune in
every Tuesday night at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. Hallelujah. We had Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. They knocked the ball out of the park, baby. If you missed it, you can go back and hear it on demand. You missed it. You missed a treat. Hallelujah. The fire of God fell on that line. My God, get God Almighty. Hallelujah. So I encourage you, if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, I encourage you to hook up with them on Facebook, inbox them, Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse, and let them know what the need may be, and they'll get back with you. Amen. And then if you move on down on Wednesday, we have Faith Comes By Hearing, none other than Elder Bertha Askew. Every Wednesday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Don't you miss this prayer. Don't you miss this word, Elder Hale. Awesome word. She'll take you there. Glory to God. And if you move on down on Sunday, we are called the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power. Prophetess Martha Williams, a prophetic corner ministry. My show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. On Sunday, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. The next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you tune in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and doing in her life. The Word of God comes to quicken your spirit. Let you know what you're doing and what you ain't doing. So make sure you listen in. I hear you. You know, some don't want to know what they ain't doing. They just want to hear that everything is going, all is well. Okay, but anyway, amen, glory to God. And I encourage you to partner. And in partnering, you will receive many, many, many perks. You know, God is good. Hallelujah. And he is worthy. Yes, he can use anybody he want to use. Hallelujah, to send money in. He could do it in a heartbeat because he made it all. But he's giving you a chance to be blessed. Ah, my God. He's giving you a chance to be blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So don't miss your blessing. Go ahead and give to any of the ministers because I know they've been a blessing to you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For he is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I don't want you to miss it. So make sure, hallelujah, tell a neighbor, tell a friend when the shows come on. Don't forget to listen in, hallelujah. I know some say they don't have the numbers and they be looking for them on Facebook. Well, we're going to work on that, hallelujah. Glory to God. And we make sure that I know some, we're going to try to put them in one place. We're going to work on that. We're doing some stuff. We have an awesome apostle who, amen, leads and guides us and we go by her guidance. So we're going to work on some stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he is good. Don't forget. He is good. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Before I close out, let's go and see if anybody has pressed the one. We got a few minutes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I hope you remember the message on today, the significance of the message is, you know, earnest prayer. That's going to get you some serious. Hallelujah. He's going to move serious in your life. That means you got to be serious. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead. Nobody's pressed the one. So I'm going to go ahead, amen, and end the show on today. But don't forget to come back and listen to each and every one of the shows. It's ministry with you in mind. God moves by his spirit, by his power. Huh. Oh, my Lord. He never leave you nor forsake you. Hold on to his unchanging hand. Man's hand is changing nowadays. Believe the best. Believe that God's going to give you his best. He ain't going to give you nothing that you got to throw back. And I say to you all, amen, when you give somebody something, make sure you give them your best. Don't give them nothing that you don't want. Or you can ask them, say, you know what, I bought this. If you don't want it, I ordered some stuff. I'm going to say a quick testimony. I'm going to go ahead and close out. I bought some stuff, man, from a store, and I ordered it, and it's good stuff. Hallelujah. But after I ordered it, they sent one size too little.
and the other one I didn't like. So I took them and I gave them to somebody. I said, now, I ordered these, never worn, and I said, do you want them? Hallelujah, glory to God. Now, if you give your best, don't just go give somebody something that you know is something wrong with it. Then you go and give somebody something, because the same seed you sow, it's going to come back to you. Sow good seeds. You sow good seeds, understand, you'll get good. Hallelujah. Amen, glory to God. I'm going to go ahead now, and I'm going to give the benediction, hallelujah. But before I give the benediction, I want to give you the invitation of Christ. If you don't know Jesus in pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord. Mold me, Lord. Father God, forgive me. I repent of all my sins. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer in Jesus Christ. Read your Bible daily. Meditate on him daily. If it just takes you meditating on that one scripture, meditate on that scripture first. Hallelujah. And then you'll grow into reading and meditating on others. But you got to start somewhere. You know, hallelujah. You know, when you're a babe in Christ, you had to start somewhere. I tell you from experience, you had to start somewhere to build yourself up to where he wants you to go. And he will take you there, but you've got to start somewhere. So meditate on that one scripture that you read and get an understanding. Out of all that getting, get an understanding. Hallelujah. Before you move on to other things and didn't understand what you read first time. Hallelujah. Now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have an awesome rest of the day. Don't forget, Ministry Lane will be coming up in 30 minutes. Amen.